California hemp producers can see firsthand some of the research that's going on with growing their crop. A first-ever industrial hemp field day takes place at UC Davis on Thursday. Katie Britt, a university researcher at the Kearney Ag Center, gives us a preview of this field day, which again is going to be held at UC Davis.
My focus is on pest management. This is only my second summer in California, but what I've done here so far is we've been working to characterize the insect and mite species presence in the crop, just so we can say with certainty, you know, what pest and beneficial species are present in the crop. But at the same time, we have a really good idea of what pest issues, or I guess what the key pests are for growers. So while we're still trying to fully categorize the timing and the phenology of pest species, we're also trying to do research with particular species to gain more information about their biology and behavior in California specifically. So that's my end. That's where I come in. But, you know, there are other folks in the state who've been doing research with hemp, particularly on the agronomy end. There are a few folks from UC Davis, Dan Putnam, Bob Kuttmacher, Maya Hott, Sarah Light. They've been doing work with, you know, more on the agronomy end. So irrigation needs, nitrogen needs, fertilization requirements generally. Sarah Light has done work with impacts to the crop from herbicide usage. So, you know, if there were some type of pesticide drift from a neighboring agricultural field, what would those impacts look like on a hemp crop? Additionally, we've got some speakers who will be talking about biocontrol use in the crop, so, you know, releasing beneficial species to aid management of pest species.
Again, that's Katie Britt, a UC researcher, talking about the Industrial Hemp Field Day scheduled for Thursday at UC Davis. For more information, you can go to the ucanr.org website and look under What's Happening Across UCANR.